This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3544 for Thursday the 3rd of March 2022. Today's show is entitled, All My Microphones. It is hosted by Andrew Conway, and is about 11 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a show recording using every microphone I had to hand.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio people. This is McNallow here, also known as Andrew. And in this episode, I'm just going to try out a whole bunch of microphones I have lying around. Well, the reason I'm doing this is because it occurred to me that actually I don't really know how good or bad my different microphones are in the house. So I thought it might be a nice idea to test this out. Now, the first microphone I'm using, let me just check, I am in fact using it. Yeah, I think I am. The first microphone I'm using is my Blue Yeti. So this should be my best microphone. Now, I say it's my best microphone. It's certainly my most expensive microphone. But I have heard when I've been using it in Zoom and Jitsi calls and the like, one person complained that my voice sounded too clear and booming. In other words, it stood out amongst other people with like laptop mics. So maybe... the highest quality isn't always best. When people's expectations are for something lower quality, maybe a high quality microphone might not be appropriate. I don't know. I guess it's in the ear of the beholder. So yeah, this is the first microphone. I'm going to try them out in the order that I expect them, in descending order of quality. So as I say, starting with this Blue Yeti, which is first. I'm also in the quietest room in the house with all the doors shut. The cats are somewhere else and the children are at school, so I think this will be a fair test. I've got a slightly gravelly voice, I've got a bit of a cold at the moment. Nah, it's not COVID, definitely a cold. And so that may affect the recording to some degree. But I'll try and keep as much as possible the same. And where I can, I'll use my laptop, but I'm going to have to use my phone later on for... because I'm going to be using the microphone on my phone at one point. See how that compares. Okay, so this is the end of the Blue Yeti segment. I shall be back in a moment with, I think, my trusty old USB headset. See you in just a second. So this is my trusty old USB headset. I bought this about 10 years ago. I think I needed the headset. I ran from my office in the centre of Glasgow over the River Clyde to the nearest shop, which was called Maplin, which people who live in the UK will know of. I know that sadly no longer exists, but then, yeah, usually you pay over the odds for anything in Maplin, so it kind of, I couldn't see why you would want to go there when you could buy the same thing like at half the price on the internet. Anyway, I digress. But this was worth the money because however much I paid for it, and it wasn't cheap, this headset has served me well over the years, and it's foam that's around the earpieces have fallen off, but the Microsoft boom is still perfectly good. You can decide for yourself how the quality stacks up against the Blue Yeti, which I just tested out. And then the next, I think, will be the built-in microphone on my laptop. That'll be the next one I'll try. Even without the foam in the ears, it's still comfortable. The hardware still works, although latest updates mean the mute button doesn't work. But the volume buttons still work on the microphone, the headset, rather. It's Plantronics, that's all I know about it. That's the chipset inside it. I don't really know anything more than that. And, you know, any headset that can take the beating I've given it over the last 10 years or more and still holds together and sounds okay, must be doing something right. Even the wiring's working. So that's the Plantronics headset, my trusty old headset. Next up, I think, will be the laptop's internal microphone. Very exciting. See you in a second. Hello, and this is the internal microphone in my laptop. Now, there might be microphones, it might be stereo, but I'm just recording a mono track. All of these will be mono, I don't see the point
in testing stereo, and some of them aren't stereo, in fact. So the other thing I should point out is that usually when I'm recording for HPR, I leave 5 seconds of silence at the beginning and use that to subtract the noise level using Audacity's noise removal feature. But I'm not going to do that in this case because I want all the microphones to shine through, warts and all. So if you hear lots of hissing, well, that's why. I also should point out that that this, although I'm using my laptop for this and the last three, next I think I'm, well, actually no, I'm going to do one more test on my laptop, but after that I'll have to switch over to my phone for the last two, which I don't know which will be the worst quality. Maybe this, I presume it's going to be my little earbud things, wireless earbud things. I've heard reports that they're the worst, but we'll see. So next up I'm going to attempt to use the microphone jack plug, what's combined headset and microphone, output and input microphone jack, so three-way, the left, right, out and microphone in. For some reason this laptop, this never seems to play very well, so I don't know how it'll respond to me plugging in something that is just only a microphone and has no headphones at all. We'll soon find out. So the next segment might be that, but if I can't get it working, it will be my phone, I think. Anyway, I shall see you in just a minute. Well, I'm now using a plug-in microphone, as in it plugs in with a jack. I'm not at my laptop anymore because I just couldn't get it to work on my laptop. I'm also in a different room. I'm sat at my son's PC, it's a desktop PC, so it's possible you can hear it whirring in the background because it's sat underneath the desk, the microphone is on. It looks like it's a stereo microphone. I don't know if this is recording in stereo or not, and I'm having to use the voice recorder app on Windows because my son's PC is running Windows 10. So nothing I can do about that. So, I don't know, does it sound okay? This is the one, this is the microphone he uses all the time. He likes to shout at his friends through the microphone and have speakers and all kinds of echoing going on. I'm not sure why, but anyway, it seems to be a fairly decent microphone. I remember finding it pretty good as a room mic for impromptu meeting where we're doing conference calls. That's what I bought it for. It's the same vintage as my headset you heard a while back. It's about 10 years old and it's a cheaper one. I think I had a more expensive one. It took one of those little coin batteries, the CR, are they 20, 32, something like that. I forget the exact number. You know, they're shaped like a coin. But it used to basically eat one of those batteries every hour or two. So that was useless. Very expensive microphone. You couldn't plug it into the mains without hacking it. So I bought this cheaper, less good microphone, which actually not only did it not eat batteries, but it was, its quality was just as good, if not better. And it was a lot cheaper than the big expensive microphone. Anyway, so that's this one. I think next up will be my phone. So now I'm on my phone. I'm just using my phone's microphone. I'm actually standing up walking around, so I'm not quite in the same position I was before, but I'm next to my laptop back in the room with it. I don't know, how does it sound to you? Not much to say. This is it's a Samsung S9 Plus, Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus, I think. I've had it for a few years now, running Android 10, I think, and I'm using the voice recorder app. I've no idea whether it came with the phone or whether I installed it, but I'll maybe put that in the show notes, along with other information about the various recording media I've been using, or not. Yeah, media, recording media. This is relevant to recording media. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I think the next one will be my last one, and it will just be these Bluetooth earbuds, if they work. We'll see. I should be back in a second.
So this is the final and possibly the worst microphone that I can think of using. Short of, I don't know, sticking a pillow on top of a microphone. These are my little Bluetooth earbud things. And technically, Android doesn't let you record from them. You can use them for voice calls, okay, as I've discovered, mainly by accident. But recording apps generally don't let you use them. So I found this weird app, a very bizarre interface, that does let me record. I think from Bluetooth something or other, app. I'll post a link to it. And interestingly, it would only let me record from it if I enabled calls on my Bluetooth headset. So it's somehow cheating and treating this as a phone call, even though, as far as I'm aware, I'm not phoning anyone, so at least I hope I'm not phoning anyone. And I think you'll agree, the sound quality is very bad indeed. Now, I should say that I do agree, in general, with the opinion that the sound quality does not matter that much in Hacker Public Radio. We're far more interested here in the content. So as long as we can actually hear what you're saying, that's the most important thing. And if the content is interesting, then it's worthy of putting out in a Hacker Public Radio. So please do whatever type of recording device you have, however bad your microphone is, as long as we can hear you, please do record something for Hacker Public Radio. Okay, till next time. Bye, folks.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.